What's up, people? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Saturday, February 20th, and I'm catching up on some TV, actually some a lot of TV, because I'm so behind in some of my shows, including this one here, The Originals. I just finished watching episode 11. It actually aired on February 5th. The episode was called Wild at Heart. I have my notes here and just want to talk them out and recap, rave, and review this episode. Feel free to leave your comments if you have seen this episode, if you agree with me, disagree with me, or whatever. So pretty much this episode was pretty calm, wasn't it? I mean, it was good, but it was calm. It's like you could definitely feel like it's setting you up for something. I was definitely feeling a little stressed for Marcel at that dinner table when they were flipping over their tarot cards. I was like, oh, crap. But luckily, Marcel passed the test, so he is a loyal knight, according to the Strix. So that's a cool thing. Probably the next thing that it's just hard not to pass because it was just all in my face, Cammy. Oh, my God, that chick. Like, you know, she was like a... She was like a helpless, annoying person to me when she wasn't a vampire. But now that she's a vampire, I don't know if she's just trying too hard to be cool, but she's just not pulling it off. It just, she's just super annoying. And like 1 minute, and actually like 1 second, she's cool to everybody. And then she's being a snatch and then she's cool again. And it's just like, come on already. So I'm not a fan of her. I think the Michelsons are going to have to kill her because now she has the freaking little statue, the little horse made out of the white oak that could kill an original. And now everyone's going to want it. And once the Strix find out that she's got it, oh, all hell's going to be... Oh, Jesus Christ, it's just going to be nuts. And it's all her fault. And I know I've got my fellow fellow podcasters, Keisha and Kristen, who watch and review this show as well. And if they hear this, they're probably going to be like, she's so awesome. She's just misunderstood. If you want to hear their tacky Go Power Cammy reviews, go check out the VRO.com, all right? But I really think that Cammy needs to die already. She needs to die. Or maybe I'll be lucky when she was climbing in her car and she's going to be driving. Maybe she'll get hit by a train or a bus or something is going to take her out. Let's see what else. Oh, Davina. Oh, Davina. Going from crap Cammy to something beautiful. Yes, Cammy actually goes to the ghost world to go find Cole, and that turns out to be not a good thing. But luckily, Stevie Nicks blonde witch, I call it the Stevie Nicks witch, came and saved her. So that was cool. But now Davina is going to become strict. She's going to be with the Strix, right? She's going to, whatever their names are, she's going to become one of them to get Cole. But you know, Vamp Michonne, I call her Vamp Michonne, is going to want her to use her power. It's just not a good place for Davina, and she's not thinking straight. And I'm telling you, Josh and Marcel better do something to help her out, or I'm going to be really pissed off. What else? Haley. Haley's just going through some crap right now, and I really thought that she was going to rip Cammy's head off. I was fingers crossed. You don't understand. I was like, come on, please, when she started talking about Jackson. So Haley's going through some issues. Of course, Elijah sees her crying at the end. I really thought they were going to, like, kiss or hold hands or something. But no, I think they're just both dealing with some crap right now. And I guess Elijah knows that it's just too soon to try to make a move on Haley. I don't know. I probably would have. I would have been like, yeah, Jackson's dead, but I'm here for you. And what else? Oh, speaking of Elijah, dude, when he killed the Stevie Nicks witch, I thought she was going to last a little bit longer. You know, she seemed like she was pretty powerful, but no, she took it like a G and said, I know, I've seen too much. Go ahead. You can kill me. And that's what Elijah does. Whew. Yeah, so pretty calm episode, but you can tell something is coming. Something coming soon. I've got the next episode pulled up, Dead Angels. That aired on the 12th of February. I'm going to try to get that in before my son wakes up. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But overall, good, calm episode. I'm a fan of the originals. Don't forget to leave a comment if you saw this episode. And let me know. Are you agreeing with me? Are you not agreeing with me? Am I smoking crack? Am I getting a bullseye on Cammy? That's what I want to know. So pretty much that's it. Thanks for listening and tuning in. If you want to hear more reviews, of course, here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can check out this review plus other shows that I do with myself and fellow podcasters. And of course, my blog always, iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and iWatchMike on Facebook. That is pretty much it. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye-bye.